Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Deep in the back of your mind, you've always had the feeling that there's something strange about reality. There is.
Cyrenoid. Death mushroom.
Nanoparticles.
Mechanical messiah.
Fist punch evolution. On our award-winning science podcast, Stuff to Blow Your Mind, we examine neurological quandaries, cosmic mysteries, evolutionary marvels, and our transhuman future. New episodes come out Tuesdays and Thursdays on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brainstuff, this is Christian Sager. You have seen glow sticks before, I bet. They bring a festive glow to Halloween trick-or-treating and New Year's Eve celebrations, and they are a useful gear for explorers from scuba divers to spelunkers. When you find a bunch of people gathered at a party in the dark, at least a few of them will probably be wielding glow sticks. But what the heck are these things, and how do they work? Well, glow sticks are powered by a process called chemiluminescence. Don't let the name scare you. Luminescence is just a fancy word for any emission of light not caused by heating. We see luminescence in stuff like TVs, neon signs, and fireflies. The chemiluminescence in glow sticks is a pretty simple reaction caused by mixing chemical compounds. Compounds are made up of different elements bonded together in specific proportions so that they can't be mechanically separated. It takes a chemical reaction to sort out, for example, the oxygen from the hydrogen in water. When you mix a compound with other stuff, you can set off that reaction. And as the atoms rearrange themselves, they'll either absorb or release energy. If you look inside a glow stick, you'll see that there's a small glass vial in the tube. This vial typically contains a hydrogen peroxide solution called the activator. It's floating in a solution containing a compound called phenyl oxalate ester and a fluorescent dye. You still with me? Okay. When you snap a glow stick, the vial breaks and the hydrogen peroxide reacts with the phenyl oxalate ester, creating two other compounds, phenol and a peroxy acid ester. Okay, still with me again? Okay. This peroxy acid stuff is unstable, so it decomposes and produces additional phenol. It also produces a cyclic peroxic compound, which decomposes to carbon dioxide. This decomposition releases energy to the dye. The electrons in the dye's atoms jump to a higher level, then fall back down, releasing energy in the form of light. The other chemicals in the fluorescent dye determine the color of this light. All this happens within moments of snapping and shaking your glow stick. Depending on which compounds are used, the chemical reaction can continue for anywhere from just a few minutes to hours. Warmer temperatures will accelerate the reaction, making the stick glow brighter, but for a shorter amount of time. When it's cooler, the reaction will slow down, making the light dimmer, which means that if you want to preserve your light stick, put it in the freezer overnight. It won't stop the process, but it will slow it down and drag out the reaction. So it turns out that there's some pretty nifty science behind the humble glow stick. Check it out the next time you're scuba diving, partying, or, you know, whatever it is you do in the dark.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.